From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. If you are listening this morning to Boise's newest community radio station, you might have heard this.
It feels like a Sunday, but I look like a Monday today. Día feriado, hoy este día lunes, a todos los que se quedaron en la casa, nomás pensando todavía, no haciendo nada. No, it's kind of late though, it's kind of late to get up. If you haven't gotten up from bed, ya valió mothers el día. No, you still got time, Everybody grab a broom, una escoba, porque vamos a estar bailando unas canciones conocidas that everybody knows and dances to, y también, pues, you're gonna be singing along.
That was the RQ Morning Show on Tropico FM, a non-commercial FM radio station, which recently installed their new antenna on Table Rock in Boise. Tropico's mission starts with local musicians and uplifting diverse voices through music. And you can find everything from salsa, samba, disco, and Tejano music on the dial. Kyle Scheffler is the founder and president of Tropico FM, and he's joining us live now. Kyle, nice to have you on the program.
Hello, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, how did Tropico start?
So I'm going to take you back to the 90s when I was growing up. I'm born and raised here in Boise. And there was a couple AM radio stations here in the Treasure Valley back then that were syndicated jazz stations from Los Angeles area. I always remember asking my dad to change the station to these AM jazz, which I later found out were kind of funny to listen to in Boise because you'd get the Los Angeles traffic report. Fast forward a little later, I moved to Chicago to go to college and got involved with radio there at university, started doing my own radio show, moved back to Boise around 2017, as many of us from Boise end up doing in their lives. And I encountered a random opportunity to take control of a radio license. An organization did not want the license anymore. They had never even had the station on the air. And with the help of a nonprofit organization called Common Frequency that goes around the country helping community radio stations start, my nonprofit 501c3 took control of the license officially in July 2022, and we have been on the air since October 2022.
So with that said, I mentioned you play all kinds of different types of music. Why was it important to you, you know, to not stick with just one type of music?
You know, somewhere along the way, in the last 10, 20 years, I really fell in love with Latin music, Brazilian music, salsa, cumbia, samba, bossa nova, tropicalia, as well as some of the newer stuff, reggaeton, future beats, baile funk from Brazil. And I felt like the representation in community radio, as far as Spanish, Latin music, music from the Caribbean in Idaho, was a little bit sparse. Yet so many people here love this music and love listening to it. So I started this radio station with that goal in mind, to bring Latin music, especially not only Latin music, but we do specialize in Latin music, to the Treasure Valley.
And you don't have just music, right? I mean, as I mentioned, we just played a little snippet of your morning show. So what kind of programs can someone find on Tropico?
Sure, absolutely. So what you just played was the RQ Morning Show. RQ is like a radio legend in the commercial radio community in the Treasure Valley. For the last 40 years, he was pretty well known on several different commercial radio stations. He does Tejano music. He plays mostly music, but talks a little bit, as you saw in that clip you played. He was talking about, it's Monday, he's lazy, he doesn't feel like doing anything. But there's still time for him to get motivated. And he really likes doing his show in this Spanglish format that you can kind of understand even if you don't speak Spanish. Then I do my own talk show as well that is called 208 Talk. That is currently Wednesday evenings, 6 to 7 p.m. And it is a little bit inspired by you, Gemma, who I've been listening
Oh.
to on Matters as well. So I do it a little bit similar like you do. I usually have one or two guests for an hour. We have a topic we discuss, play a couple songs maybe. We have an Iranian music show as well on Sundays. We have a Brazilian music show by somebody who just moved to Boise from Salvador, Brazil, a Hawaiian music show from a Hawaiian guy. So there's a lot more than just Latin music on our radio station. There is some talk as well, but it is a majority music station.
Okay, wait a minute. You just said you have a Hawaiian show. I have to tell you, my husband's best friend from college is born and raised in Hawaii, and they love Hawaiian music and Hawaiian shows. So I am gonna absolutely have to tell him about that. That is, I love that. So you really,
Shout out DJ DeBreeze. He just moved to Boise from Hawaii a couple years ago. His show is 4 to 6 p.m. on Sundays, and it is called the Guava Jam.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Okay, so you mentioned you're a community radio station. Some folks may not know what that is, Kyle. So can you talk to us about what a community radio station is and really how it differs from like other, commercial radio stations?
Sure, absolutely. So we are actually a specific type of non-commercial radio station, a little bit different than, say, KBSU's license. So KBSU has a full power non-commercial radio license, which means that they can you can output, y'all can output a lot of power from your transmitter. We are low power, so we're limited to 100 watts. That's all that we can output. So these low power FM licenses were created by the FCC to lower the barrier to entry for radio stations. So you didn't need to have one or $200,000 to start a radio station. So when I started this radio station and we first got on the air, the radio antenna was on the roof of my house, actually, for 2 years. And because we can only output 100 watts, it was basically a micro-focused station that you could hear in downtown Boise and a little bit of North Boise. So now that we moved our antenna up to Table Rock, Boise has very favorable geography for a low-power FM station. So we're actually able to cover, just because of the height, Boise, Meridian, Nampa, and Kuna. So these non-commercial, low power FM stations come with the stipulation that the station needs to be serving the community in some way. And Tropico FM is specifically dedicated to serving Idaho's Latin American and BIPOC communities.
So you mentioned you got an FM license. I want to talk a little bit about that because my understanding is that you spent several years trying to take over an FM license, correct? And I'm assuming this is not an easy thing to do.
It's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing, and it takes time. So I actually started this in 2019. It did take several years. I started this process in 2019. The license itself took about 2 years to transfer. Luckily, I had on my team, the organization I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, Common Frequency. I work with a gentleman by the name of Todd Yurok, who single-handedly has started something like 150 radio stations in this country. And he is the one that we have an ongoing relationship with, this Common Frequency organization. So they do our FCC filings, which is something you usually would need to hire a lawyer for. So, and they do it for a very reasonable cost. And we acquired the license for a pretty reasonable cost as well. But it does take time to transfer. And there's only so many of these licenses available. They just had a period where you could apply for a new low power FM license last summer. And or it was actually a year ago. And there probably won't be another one for 10 years. So it's a rare opportunity for sure, Gemma.
And as you mentioned with Common Frequency, Kyle, you said that they help start up stations like yours across the country, correct?
They do.
And
They do.
you're independently owned and operated. Why was that important for you to keep that model?
I really, really have fallen in love with radio in this country. And unfortunately, the commercial radio industry has really suffocated stations around the nation. So, starting in the 90s, major media corporations started buying up all radio stations in this country to consolidate their power, to play certain sorts of political messages that they want to play across radio stations. And what happened now, about 30, 40 years later, a couple companies control most of the commercial radio stations in this country. And what that means is that on all of their radio stations, the DJs don't pick their own music. They have, maybe 10, 15 seconds for voice tracking. You have to hear endless commercials. It was very important for us to stay independent so we could be a radio station that people actually want to listen to. We allow our programmers to play what they want, and we don't tell them what to play, what to say, besides obeying the FCC guidelines. And it's just a great way for people to come express themselves with no barriers to entry, no experience required, to have fun and to create something. So if we were not an independent organization, radio station, we wouldn't be able to give our programmers the freedom that they have.
You write on your website, and I want to quote this. Quote, independent radio provides a human connection between the audience and the music they are hearing, unquote. Talk to us about that statement.
Yeah, so radio should, I think radio stations should be a place where people are informed. They turn on the station and they hear what's going on in your communities. In like I was saying, with the major media conglomerates that control so much of what you see on TV and what you hear on the radio, we would like to consider ourselves a trustworthy source of information. So you can turn on Tropico FM and be informed correctly. And we hope that the community trust goes a long ways in empowering the communities that we seek to represent.
Your website also says community stations should spread goodwill. I kind of love that. Why is that important to you to keep with that message as well?
I mean, it took me a while. Maybe you can relate, Gemma. It took a while to get good at doing radio, just me personally. And one thing that I found is you always sound better when you're talking with a smile on your face, even if nobody can say it. So I think that spreading goodwill, spreading positivity, spreading good vibes, that's what we do. You heard the clip you played from RQ. He's such a funny, joyous guy. He's always positive, he's always happy, and he wants to bring your mood up. He wants to energize your morning. That's how the rest of our programmers at Tropico FM feel as well.
And before I let you go, Kyle, you mentioned giving voice to the BIPOC community as well. And with that said, how does Tropico and even other community radio stations really give voice to folks who may not be more in the, and I'm putting air quotes here, mainstream?
Sure, absolutely. So we like to give the microphone to these populations and let them, talk about what's going in there on in their community. Oftentimes, if we are going to be interviewing some sort of Latino community, Latinx community member, some president of an organization, we're going to have one of our Latinx programmers conducting the interview. It's kind of important for us. The vice president of our organization, Irvin Brown, is from the Bahamas. So we'd like to think that we have some Caribbean representation there as well. And as far as the BIPOC community goes, our events that we throw really really showcase that. We do an all Latino art show every year at Treefort Music Festival at the Bass Center. This next year will be our 5th year doing it. All Latinx artists. They're the ones that come up with the theme of the art show. They write the description. And just to throw in a quick plug, we are bringing a BIPOC band from Brazil to the Reef this Saturday, Lucione Dome, playing samba, Afrobeats. So we try to bring different artists that the BIPOC community can see themselves in and go support and go enjoy.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's tight.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.